There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today is part two of the series about participle clauses. If you missed part one, then I recommend you go back and listen to that podcast where I speak about what these are, why we use them, and I look at the present participle clauses. Today's all about past participle clauses. So just a reminder, we use participle clauses to say things in a more economical way. That means we use less words. So as I said, last week we spoke about present participle clauses. Today is all about past participle clauses. They're usually used in the same way as passive sentences. So we are often talking about the thing or the person that is the receiver of the action, not the thing or person that does the action. Because these are like passive sentences, we need to know the past participle of the verb. So it's really important that you study these to make sure you know those past participles, which are the third form of the verb. For example, the verb do, well, the past simple is did, and the past participle is done. So we need to know about the word done. Right, there are three reasons we use past participle clauses. The first is another way of expressing an if sentence, a hypothetical sentence. For example, here's an if sentence that we're going to turn into a past participle clause. If this cake is made correctly, it can be delicious. So that's actually a first conditional. If this cake is made correctly, it can or it will be delicious. Let's take a look at this now as a past participle clause. Made correctly, this cake can be delicious. So this actually is quite straightforward. All you need to do is start with the past participle. Made correctly, and then we put this cake into the other side of the sentence. It's a more economical, shorter way of saying the sentence. Let's take a look at another example. Taken twice a day, this medicine will help the healing process. So that's a past participle clause. If we said this as an if sentence, it would be, if this medicine is taken twice a day, it will help the healing process. So hopefully you can see it's exactly the same idea, exactly the same sentence, more or less, just structured a little bit differently from an if sentence to a past participle clause sentence. So that's the first reason. The second is to give a reason for an action. Let's look at a sentence, just a normal sentence, not a past participle clause sentence. Because she was excited by the news, she called everyone in her phone book. Or she called everyone in her phone book because she was excited by the news. Here we just use the word because to explain why, to give a reason for the action. But we can make this shorter simply by saying, excited by the news, she called everyone in her phone book. So we've shortened it a little bit and we've started with that word excited, that past participle clause. Another example, let's look at the past participle clause straight away. Confused by the information given to them, they decided to look on the internet. Now the longer version, they decided to look on the internet because they were confused by the information given to them. So there we have a longer sentence. So maybe nicer to make it more economical, shorter. Confused by the information, they decided to look on the internet. And the final reason we use this is to add information about the main subject. For example, Let's look at a normal sentence and then turn it into a past participle clause sentence. The hotel, which was designed and built by a local architect, is now one of the most popular in the city. Let's make that now into a past participle clause sentence. Designed and built by a local architect, this hotel is now one of the most popular in the city. So hopefully you can see how I've altered the structure there. Let's look at another example. Written sometime between 1599 and 1601, Hamlet is one of Shakespeare's most famous works. So if we make that into what I would call a normal sentence, Hamlet, which was written sometime between 1599 and 1601, is one of Shakespeare's most famous works. So there we have the three different ways we use the past participle clause. Now an exercise. I'd like you to turn these sentences into past participle clause sentences. Three sentences for you, so I suggest you pause the podcast after each sentence so you can write it down and then write the past participle clause, and then you can press play and I'll give you the answer at the end. Number one. Because he was tired after a long day, he went to bed early. Number two. If it is cooked at 180 degrees, it will be ready in 25 minutes. And number three. Apple, which was founded in 1976, has become one of the biggest tech companies in the world. Okay, so as I say, pause the podcast. Go back, write them down if you need to, and then when you press play, I will give you the answers. Okay, so as promised, here are the answers. Number one, the sentence I gave you was, because he was tired after a long day, he went to bed early. All we need to do is start with tired. Tired after a long day, he went to bed early. So you can just remove the because he was. Number two, if it is cooked at 180 degrees, it will be ready in 25 minutes. Again, just get rid of if it is. Cooked at 180 degrees, it will be ready in 25 minutes. And finally, Apple, which was founded in 1976, has become one of the biggest tech companies in the world. The correct answer? Founded in 1976, Apple has become one of the biggest tech companies in the world. So how did you do? It's not the easiest grammar point, but could be quite important, and you might see it in written language quite a lot, as well as in spoken English. Next time in this little series, we'll be looking at the other one, the third one, which is the perfect participle sentences. So that's something for you to look forward to next week. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, if you have any ideas or feedback about these podcasts, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.